All right. Well, hey guys. Welcome to the Testing and Automation Dev Room. Today, I'm going to be talking about writing good tests, writing Go tests, and writing good Go tests, probably in that order. I tried to my best to cater this talk to a wide range of experience with Go. So if I have experts listening out there, please just be patient with some of the introductory material, and I promise we'll work our way up to some of the more complex cases. And to any novices, if you're new to Go, don't get discouraged by any unfamiliar Go concepts or packages. Much of what I'm going to cover is like directly from the Go doc. So if you want to reference those at the end to revisit anything, you're welcome to do so. Hopefully, regardless of your experience level, you're all visual learners. I'm going to have a lot of code on the screen and kind of be like tutorial based for each concept. So hopefully, by the time we're done here, you guys will walk out with a better understanding of best practices in general testing and in GoLang testing. My name is Nikki Atiyah, and I'm a work-from-home dog mom who hacks on distributed systems and workflows. I'm based in Southern California, and you could find me at my handle listed on any social media. You could just look for the Baby Yoda avatar sipping a soup, and that's me. Why am I talking about Go tests? I have a long history with testing and Go. So at the power and performance team at Apple, I maintained automation frameworks for iOS and watchOS performance testing, and we used Ruby and